Late today, President Yanukovych announced that he and members of the opposition had reached a truce and that negotiations are beginning to end the violence. That's been confirmed by one opposition leader. President Obama has been speaking about the situation, too. He had words of warning for both the government and its opponents.
We are going to be watching very carefully, and we expect the Ukrainian government to show restraint, to not resort to violence in dealing with peaceful protesters. We've said that we also expect peaceful protesters to remain peaceful.
That may sound as though the president isn't taking sides, but more and more outside governments are taking sides and putting their own spin on the latest developments. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Who exactly is responsible for the violence in Ukraine? That depends on who's answering the question. When John Kerry spoke about the situation today, he did not explicitly blame the Ukrainian government for starting the latest round of deadly clashes, but the Secretary of State came close.
President Yanukovych has the opportunity to make a choice. A choice is between protecting the people that he serves, all of the people, and a choice for compromise and dialogue versus violence and mayhem.
Kerry said the U.S. believes the choice is clear and that there could be consequences for Ukrainian leaders.
We are talking about the possibility of sanctions or other steps with our friends in Europe and elsewhere in order to try to create the environment for compromise.
But it's not easy to see a path toward compromise between the U.S. and President Yanukovych's allies in Russia. When Moscow speaks about the violence in Ukraine, it's a completely different narrative. The Kremlin lays blame squarely at the feet of what it calls extremists and radicals among the Ukrainian opposition. John Kerry's Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, said today that what's going on in Ukraine is an attempted coup supported by Western nations. Lavrov's spokesman went even further. Alexander Lukashevich said Russia is outraged with Ukrainian opposition leaders and European politicians for failing to condemn the activities of radicals. In case anyone was missing the point, he also drew a parallel between the opposition and the Nazis of 1930s Germany. Foreign ministers with the European Union are scheduled to hold an emergency meeting about Ukraine tomorrow. Maya Koksiancic is a spokeswoman for the EU's High Commissioner for Foreign Policy. She told the BBC that the EU is considering all possible options for Ukraine. She said that includes sanctions against those responsible for what she called the repression and human rights violations that have played out. So does that mean the EU is taking aim at the government of Ukraine?
Well, I can't really go into the details of what the ministers will do tomorrow, but I think it's very clear that we are extremely worried with the events that we have seen. It's violence is completely unacceptable. We call on all responsible to immediately cease this violence.
Any new sanctions by the EU for Ukraine would require unanimous agreement by all 28 member states. James Schur is an expert on Ukraine at Chatham House, a think tank in London.
The kind of sanctions late in the day that we are probably talking about is unlikely to register sufficiently. But for all kinds of reasons, that's very difficult for EU democracies to do in unison and in a convincing way.
That was one of the underlying complaints that American officials had with the EU. We found out about that earlier this month when a leaked phone conversation between two State Department officials appeared online. The diplomats were caught bad-mouthing the EU and its approach toward Ukraine. They also discussed specific Ukrainian opposition figures and what role they might play in a new government. That opened the U.S. up to criticism that it's meddling in Ukrainian affairs, and it played perfectly into the Russian narrative of the Americans interfering in a country right on the Kremlin's doorstep. None of this bodes well for any sort of coordinated international solution for ending the crisis in Ukraine. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.